The only thing there is to like about the videos or blog posts or podcasts I do is how I feel about the world, and therefore how I feel about myself. That's the only thing there is that can really come through and make an impression with you. How I think or all of these other various things in my life are all related to how I feel about the world. And when you can feel that I love and am happy and am peaceful in the world, it kind of plays that same tune in you. It's almost as if all of us has a song we're singing, and the only thing you can really like is the song I'm singing. Now, it comes through in various words that I use. It comes through in various ways, the words that go together, the tone of my voice. And yet, it's not even really me. I'm singing a song I've heard from others. I love the way my wife sings to our daughter. I love the way Eckhart Tolle speaks in his books. I love the way I go to my support group, the love and support I get there, the way people sound who are happy and peaceful. It's almost an exercise in learning to sing a song that I like. And then in everything I do, that song comes through. I'm grateful I've received a lot of positive reviews of my courses online. And sometimes I wonder, what is it people really like about me? And the only thing I see that I like about other people is their attitude, how they feel about the world. When other people have a good attitude and they feel good about the world, that comes through in a desire to love and help me. I know when I listen to Eckhart Tolle that he genuinely wants me to have the best life I can have. And you know when you listen to me that I really honestly want you to have the best life you could possibly have. I want you to have everything now. I want the kingdom of heaven to be at your fingertips. I want you to see the beautiful immortal being you are right now. You can tell that regardless of the actual words I use. And it's nothing special about me. In this sense, I am very much no one. I am very much nothing. I am simply a conduit for the light of the world to come through and remind you of your own light. I often visualize an orb of light inside me around my heart, and that's the real me. That's who I really am, an immortal being who is living a human life right now, who doesn't even remember right now all the lives they've lived before. A being who doesn't really have a name. And you have that same property. When I am talking, sometimes you might remember the depth that exists to you. So the only thing you can really like is how you feel about yourself when you listen to me. And that's all I can really like about anyone else is how I feel about myself when I listen to them. I know when I listen to Eckhart Tolle, I know when I listen to my mom and my wife and my brother, I know when I listen to people at my support group every day, I know when I listen to my friends and family, I know I feel good about me. I feel like I'm a good person. I know there's some places I go that I feel bad when I go there, so I stay out of there. I'm grateful today that I have so much to be thankful for, that regardless of what's going on in my external life, regardless of how the game of League of Legends I'm playing is going, I remember what matters, my attitude and my outlook upon life. I remember that the only thing I can really love and enjoy is being alive right now. That I can enjoy fully, and that I don't have to work hard for or struggle to get. I can fully enjoy being alive right now. I don't have to do anything for it except look around and remember that that's a gift I already have. That's a gift I was given from the moment I first created myself. And that, to me, is an exciting way to live today. And that's why I share it with you. In order for me to keep it, I have to give it away. In order for me to keep feeling good about life and how I am doing today, I have to keep telling you about it. I have to keep reminding myself that that's how things are, because what you believe defines how your life is. If you believe life is a struggle and that you just suffer until you die, then that's what kind of life you'll get. If you believe life is a beautiful thing worth living, then you'll have a life like that also. So today, the only thing I try and do is keep reminding myself that life is a beautiful thing worth living, because then I get that too. I get to have a beautiful life worth living, and often the external circumstances will match whatever my attitude is. So if I think life is a beautiful thing worth living, the universe will tend to agree with me and support my conclusions. I will tend to get put in situations which reinforce what I'm thinking. If I think life is a miserable, ugly existence, then life will often give me things that support that. I will find myself in situations that look like a miserable, ugly existence. So today I try and remember that in everything I do, my attitude and how I feel is the only real thing I can do or have or share or be. The only thing I can offer you is my attitude and outlook upon life. That's the only thing I can possibly hope to share with you. And the beauty of it is that all I have to do is simply tell you about it and talk with you about it, and then you will get the message. All I have to do is speak, and you will get the message. The words don't have to be exactly right. The way I go about it doesn't have to be perfect. If I just have the attitude, everything I do will give it away. Everything I do will communicate it. And that's really cool. That's why it seems sometimes like certain people in life are these great people or influential, or that they are somehow doing something when really it's their attitude. It's how they look at life. That's the only thing that can really be communicated. That's the only thing you can hope to share. And the nice thing is that stays no matter what. It stays if people don't agree with you. It stays if life gets outwardly ugly for a minute. Your attitude can stay in the middle of anything. So that's why I'm here talking with you today, to remind you what a beautiful person you are. And if you already know that, that's good. That's a good thing. And if you've forgotten about it for a moment, maybe this will help you remember. Or maybe it won't. I don't know. I pray today to remember that the only thing I can give people is my attitude. The only thing I can do is communicate the love I have for this existence. And that will be then done in every little deed I do. It'll be communicated in every small action I take. I pray today to look at the actions I'm taking with the understanding that everything I do is sacred, and everything I do reflects my attitude about life. I pray that you have all the same opportunities I have today to have a beautiful life, to know your full worth right now, to be the person you've been meant to be since the day you were created. Thank you very much for watching this and spending this time with me. I hope you have a wonderful day today.